Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a residence on Butler Valley Road near Neyland yesterday morning. Six people were detained on the 40-acre parcel, although only two were taken into custody. One of those two, 27-year-old Brian Zimmerman, barricaded himself in the residence and refused to open the door. Deputies then forced their way in and took Zimmerman into custody without incident. A search of the residence found more than 1,500 growing marijuana plants, both inside and in greenhouses on the property. Officers also found more than $3,400 in cash, a rifle, and a pistol in the residence, and Zimmerman was booked on several charges, including possession and cultivation, as well as being armed in the commission of a felony. The second man arrested was 30-year-old Jeremiah Cody Funk, who was found in a garden tending to nearly 200 plants. Funk was also armed, and he was arrested and booked on numerous charges as well. Eureka police officers arrested three men in connection with a stolen vehicle early this morning. Officers were contacted by the victim, who told them she had seen her stolen pickup on West Dollison Street with three men inside. When officers reached the scene, one man, later identified as 21-year-old Tyrell Brannon, fled on foot, while the other two men were apprehended at gunpoint. Those two, 39-year-old Frederick Scott and 24-year-old Jeffrey Aguilar, were then arrested without incident. A canine unit was sent in to search for Brannon, who was quickly located and arrested near the scene. A search of the area turned up stolen items from the pickup as well as a shotgun. All three men, who were on active parole, were booked into county jail on possession of stolen property charges and are ineligible for bail due to their parole status. Fortuna police officers arrested four men yesterday morning after receiving a report of an assault and an attempted kidnapping at a residence in the 100 block of 12th Street. Victims and witnesses told officers that four men, identified as 36-year-old Eureka resident Greg Stevens, 26-year-old Eureka resident Wyatt Williamson, 27-year-old Eureka resident Trevor Bone, and 58-year-old Lolita resident Michael O'Neill, had forced their way into the residence and forcibly held two men they accused of stealing marijuana. Witnesses then said that the four men sprayed a canister of bear repellent at numerous residents, including minor children, before attempting to forcibly remove one man from the residence. The four then drove off in two vehicles and were quickly pulled over by Fortuna police. All four men were arrested and booked on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, burglary, false imprisonment, and felony child abuse. In Mendocino County, deputies arrested 27-year-old Ukiah resident Patrick O'Brien last night after receiving several calls about a prowler on Mill Creek Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they contacted one victim who told them she had seen a man peeking into her windows and that he had then tried to open one of the windows. Deputies were then called to a second residence where they learned that O'Brien had tripped an alarm system and could be seen standing outside the victim's window. Deputies found and arrested O'Brien, and during an interview, he told deputies he was walking along Mill Creek Road when he heard a television and the laughter of women. He told the deputies he got sexually excited and looked through the window to view the women when he was spotted. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced today that a bill co-authored by Thompson and Representative Ted Poe of Texas has been introduced to the House. The bill would amend the federal tax code to make it easier for business owners to invest in renewable energy. The Master Limited Partnership is currently only used by major energy companies in natural gas, oil, and coal extraction, and would allow private firms to take advantage of the tax breaks as well. Thompson said in a statement, and I quote, "We need an all-of-the-above approach to America's energy future. This bill levels the playing field and frees up money for private investment in renewable energy. It will help us create jobs, strengthen our national security, reduce our dependency on foreign oil, and move closer to energy independence," unquote. Don Anabuski, the executive director at the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, provided an update on efforts to restore daily air service to the county. Anabuski said that the Headwaters Fund Board has denied REDEC's request to use community in-kind support as matching funds to complement the $750,000 grant from the Department of Transportation. That money will be used as part of a revenue guarantee to lure an airline to expand business at the airport. REDEC will now go back to raising financial support in an effort to match the Headwaters $250,000 grant and are still about $80,000 short of the matching funds. And citing the traffic department's continuing work in improving traffic safety, lowering traffic fatalities, and educating the public, the Eureka Police Department was honored by the State Office of Traffic Safety at a ceremony today. The department's traffic safety program received third-place honors for a department of its size for setting ambitious goals for traffic enforcement, officer training, and public education. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.